This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mark, I'm taking your advice on the drinking for a month, by the way, and I did send that to all my friends last night. They cracked up. Call me so I can give you an update. Bye.
What did I say? Drinking for a month? Or something about giving up COVID? I'm gonna give up drinking for a month? But it was the opposite. I'm going to give up, period, drinking for a month or something. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. A great guest today, independent land use consultant Craig Minus. His company is CAM Land Units Development, so I'm guessing his middle name starts with an A. You might have read about him in the paper. He was doing one particular project downtown. He was quoted at the Jiffy Lube project, but he worked for years for Michael Tobes and has a lot of experience talking about entitlements and the permit planning process. Four segments, the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year-to-date in the first segment, and this is a fun time because I happen to do year-to-date. Here we are on the 45th week of the year, where the week ending 11/11/22. That was kind of a cool day. The 45th week of the year, we'll take a look at year-to-date sales overall, and how about taking out Montecito and Hope Ranch for the rest of us? And how about just Montecito and Hope Ranch? So that's some interesting numbers. I read about Redondo Beach Mayor Bill Brand. He tried to get a ballot initiative, raised $500,000, was not enough to amend the California Constitution, block state overriding local land rules. So maybe I'll ask today's guest about that, because we have the mandates now where you can change single families to duplexes and fourplexes. So Mayor Bill Brand. Okay, very exciting. Very exciting. The number of sales, as we all know, is just extraordinarily low. Number of sales have just slowed to a creep, but not the lowest for the first 45 weeks of the year. The median price, however, is the highest, $2,250,000, which is a 15% increase from last year's $1,949,000. We ended up 2021 at $1,962,000. So that goes without saying, but the number of sales year to date, 822, you have to go back to 2011, where the year to date sales was 789, and the median price was almost 789. It was 810,000. But the doldrum years, 2010, it was 772, and 2009, it was below 700, 697. These are the number of single family sales for the first 45 weeks of the year. So those 3 years were lower than this year's 822. Actually, those 5 years, if we count 2006, it was 783, 2007, 796. So as low as it is, it's not unheard of. If you go back to 2006, we had 5 years since 2006, lower, fewer number of sales for the first 45 weeks. Okay. We had a couple of years that we were over 1,000 for the first 45 weeks. And that, of course, last year's 1,238. 2020 was 1,086. 2017 was 1,010. And 2013 was 1,082 when the median price was 945. And 2012, 1,059. Median price was $800,000. It's hard to believe that you and I were alive selling real estate. Now, what about without Montecito and Hope Ranch, you ask? Median price year to date, first 45 weeks of the year, single family, South Coast, $1,009,000. That's pretty high. Considering last year's median price was $1,949,000, including Hope Ranch and Montecito, we're $1,009,000, 18.5% increase over the prior year, $1,603,000. Before that, it was $1,003,000. And so that's without Hope Ranch and Montecito. Carpinteria, Summerlin, Goleta, Santa Barbara. So that's impactful. 654 sales, and in 2007 it was 594. In 2006 it was 619. So not the fewest number of sales going back to 2006, but the third lowest. But of course the median price dominating. Now, last year was 908 without Montecito and Hope Ranch. And the second highest to that was 770 in 2020, 740 2019, 752 in 2020, and 727 in 2005 when the median price was 1.1 million. So in 2005, 727 sales year to date, first 45 weeks, median price 1.1. This year, 654 sales, median price 1.9 without Hope Ranch and Montecito. And then what about Montecito and Hope Ranch only? Okay, again, overall, the median price up 15%. Take out Montecito and Hope Ranch, the median price is up 18.5% because Montecito and Hope Ranch's median price year-to-date is up 13%. 5,412, 500 to be exact. Last year it was 4,791. That's just Hope Ranch and Montecito. Hard to believe. 2020 it was 3,550. So that's quite a progression. Number of sales, Hope Ranch and Montecito, 168. Last year it was 315. That's crazy. That's not double, but that's close. 2020, it was 287, even with the, oh no, I was thinking of 2018. That's all I have with the exclusively dealing with Hope Ranch and Montecito. Any questions? There will be an exam after the program. Can you take 10 cents? Let's see. I don't want to get into anything too long. I couldn't watch the last episode of Perry Mason. I bought the DVD collection. I've watched 9 years less one. I got an email a few weeks ago from Joe Hackett, who's been listening for many, many, many years, maybe from the beginning. And he reaches out a few times a year. And he said something about the final episode of Perry Mason. So I didn't read it. And I replied back. I said, I can't read it. I don't want to know anything. And he replied back. He goes, no, I didn't. It's not a spoiler. I might have mentioned some of the actors who starred in it. But I didn't want to read it. So, Joe, I'll watch it soon and then I'll read it. Or maybe for the fun of it, I'll just never watch the final episode. This way, it's never really over for me. It's still there. And on my dying deathbed, instead of saying, what did he say, William Randolph Hearst, Orson Welles, and he died in the last words, it was the name of his sled. You don't know that?
No.
Oh. Sorry. So my last words will be the Brent Building. And people are going, what the hell is the Brent Building? Well, that's where Perry Mason's office was, on the ninth floor. Suite 904, and I have his phone number as well. And it's no longer the Brent Building. It was never the Brent Building. It was called the Bank of California Building, and then went to the Superior Oil Company Building, and now it's the Standard downtown LA. If you want to find that building, you can see where Perry Mason resided. We're going to take a quick break, come back with my guest permit planner, Craig Minus. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.